Hello, everyone, and welcome to Jess and Rashad Geek Out. My name is Jess, and with me is my lovely friend Rashad.
Why, hello. Welcome to the podcast, people.
Welcome to the podcast, everybody. We got lots to talk about, but first, I want to start off with, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. Star Wars celebration just ended.
No. Wait, but
that's
wait.
Why I'm doing great. That's what I'm excited about.
Oh, I know you're so excited about Star Wars.
Have you seen any of the stuff from Star Wars Celebration?
No, I was a bad geek this week.
All right, so a lot of it was just them telling us stuff. Like, they introduced the, I can't remember the guy, character guy's name, but the guy that's playing a Han Solo in the movie. They're like, and now we present so-and-so, who'll be playing Han Solo? And it's like, well, we already knew this. Like,
right?
It's like,
I did see that. I'm like, they're like, oh, so-and-so's been announced as the young Han Solo. I'm like, everybody already knew this, like 6 months ago.
I didn't realize it wasn't official until they said.
I didn't realize that.
But yeah, there's a lot of stuff like that. They had like a lot of panels. Like, there's a Mark Hamill panel. I've seen Mark Hamill talk before at Star Wars Weekend, and he's always entertaining. I mean, it's great, but it's, you don't get anything. There's a Rogue One teaser trailer, so it's about a minute. I think they said there's like, you see some Youngjin Erso. It leaked onto the internet, so if anyone wanted to find it, they could just go look it up and watch it. I don't think it's very good quality, but I mean, I think there's a reflection of Vader. Like, you don't necessarily see him, I think you see his reflection on the floor. So they really get anything. There's no title for Episode 8. No clips or anything for Episode 8. Although apparently it did show an actual trailer for Rogue One at Vegas. I don't know what that was for, but it's like, so you showed one at Vegas, but you didn't show one for the people that came out to England for this.
Wow.
Like, I don't know. I don't get it. But, and I know you don't watch the show. Actually, I didn't watch it up until not too long ago, but Star Wars Rebels.
Yeah, I haven't watched it.
And that's the weird thing, right? They have two movies coming out, and the biggest news from this convention was about the cartoon show. And I was just like, what is happening? But it was huge. It was, are you familiar with Thrawn?
No, but I saw the big news about him today.
Yeah, it was amazing. Like, as soon as I saw that figure sitting in front of the painting, the sculpture, I was like, oh my god, that's him. Like, so he's from the books. It's called the Thrawn Trilogy. The first one's Heir to the Empire. And basically, he's like this genius-level tactician. He's been in the Outer Rims doing whatever for the Emperor. I don't necessarily remember what he was doing out there. But he likes to study a culture's, their art. He basically gets into their culture, get a better understanding of them as a people. So like in the book, mm-hmm. there's one scene where he's fighting. Having studied their art, he kind of recognizes that they have trouble interpreting certain patterns. Just a very intellectual opponent. Mm-hmm. So it's very exciting. In the books, you don't get him until after Return of the Jedi.
I see. Like,
so now they're bringing him in earlier. So, I mean, they said they were going to use things from the old canon. So it's really neat. Like, the books are great. Like, I used to love those books. And it's a great shout out to the fans. When they first start showing him, he's standing in front of the sculpture. And it's something that's directly from the book. They're called Yasselmir. And they're basically like these creatures. They're natural predators or force sensitive or use the force. So they developed the ability to prevent bubbles within which the force doesn't necessarily work. So he like seeks them out and gets a few because, you know, he's heard of Luke, so he's trying to think of a way to fight Luke. So like part of his scheme is like getting these little creatures. But if you saw the trailer where he's standing in front of that sculpture with those two little things, that's what those are.
Huh.
So I was just like, that's a really great thing. I don't know if they're going to actually use that in a movie. I mean, the show, or it's just something for the fans. Like, hey guys, we're thinking of you.
Yeah.
But I really loved it. I was like, I would say Rebels, for like someone who's not like a super fan, season two is good. Season one's kind of like, yeah. Like,
sometimes that happens,
though. Yeah. I mean, if you skip season one, I don't even know that you would miss that much. It's kind of those things, you know, like a really young character. You know, like, do we have to focus on this guy? He's kind of, it's kind of annoying. You know how it is. Like, this guy's so annoying.
Yes.
Do we really need to watch this? And they're doing a new book based on Thrawn, written by Timothy Zahn, who was the guy who created Zahn in the first place. He wrote the Thrawn trilogy. So it's really neat to bring him back. Timothy Zahn, Drew Karpyshyn, they were some of my favorite Star Wars writers. So it's really good they're bringing him back. And their books have been pretty good, except for Aftermath. I didn't enjoy that one. But I hear the new Aftermath book is actually very good. I've been meaning to get around to reading that. But yeah, I think they're killing it. This is sad, but after a celebration, I'm more excited for the cartoon than the movies.
Well,
which is a weird place to be, right?
It's not too weird, honestly. I mean, especially if you're, like, really excited about the cartoon. Even more excited than Episode 8, though. You're more excited than Episode 8. Well, you haven't really seen anything for Episode 8.
Yeah, yet. Exactly. I don't know if they showed. I think they showed some pictures, maybe.
They're not going to show anything for Episode 8 for a while. It's going to be a minute.
I mean, it's only a year and a half away.
Yeah, but I mean,
I
do you think that they'll show anything at Comic-Con for it? Probably not.
would. I think that would be a bad move, right? You gotta know a few people flew out there, right? Like, there were
I know
people
you.
saving their money who went out
Yeah.
there. And for you to be like, oh yeah, we're actually gonna show the clips at Comic-Con where we even where they
Yeah.
said they weren't gonna be there. Because I know Marvel's gonna be there, but I think
They're
Disney's gonna
not
be there.
supposed to be there. Are they? But they're not taking Star Wars, right?
That was my understanding.
Unless they're saving it for next year,
Yeah.
which would make more
It
sense.
wouldn't make more sense.
It'll be right before, it'll be 6 months to the release then.
Yeah.
I mean, they'll probably release a teaser, what, you think early next year? Maybe. They usually hold on to those pretty tightly, though.
Yeah, I'm trying to think when they started the campaign for episode 7.
I remember seeing the teaser, and that was the only one I was going to watch
Yeah,
until I got screwed. But
fast forward to the second one. We're like, Rashad, you need to watch the
okay, now that okay, are you talking about the one for Avengers Civil War
No,
or
the one
Avengers?
for Star Wars was like, I think it's a Chewie, we're home, and you're like, Rashad, you have to watch this one, and then you're
That was the
done.
teaser trailer,
And was it
though.
okay.
That was the teaser, and then I cried.
I remember
Okay,
that part.
I did cry. I was gonna say I didn't cry, but I'm a liar. I totally did.
Everyone knows you cried. I think
It's
someone listened to more than two podcasts, they know
beautiful.
you.
I was so excited. But then I bet they'll release it by May of next year, a teaser.
I hope.
Or they may save it till Comic-Con, which would, I mean, that sounds like something they would do to us.
And I say I hope so, but at the same time, I'm kind of like at a point where I'm like, I don't know if I would actually watch it. Just because, you know, I'm going to see the movie regardless, so it doesn't really matter what I see.
Well, I still want to see it.
I know, but I'm like, do I really want out-of-context scenes for a movie I'm going to see 100%?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I might really get anything from it, except more excited. I might even get more excited. I'm already pretty excited, so.
Well,
And they are saying episode 8's going to be, like, immediately after episode 7. Like, it's going to be 7, and then, boom, 8 starts. It would be great the first line of the movie is, dude, why are you staring at me for so long?
why are you just holding that? Why won't you bring it to
Damn,
me?
Jessica, when she goes, who talks first? Do I talk first? Do you talk
That
first?
would be amazing if she did that. But I don't think she would do it. I think he would do it.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be even better if he did
Oh,
it?
because he knows that they said that through the Force. She'll be like, how do you know that reference? You're like, the Force.
She doesn't know that reference.
That's what I'm saying. And she'll be like, how do you know that reference? And, oh, yeah, she doesn't know it either.
That's right. She hasn't even. Has she met Poe? She hasn't even met Poe yet, has she? They've, like, been in the same area, right? Have they?
Yeah.
Have
Oh,
they?
they've been in the same area.
But they haven't actually, like, met.
At least on camera.
But they're gonna have to show that, right? Because they both love Finn so much. They're gonna. Well, I mean, seriously, they do.
Feel like you're projecting a little bit there,
I'm
Jessica.
not projecting. I mean, Poe and Finn become like instant best friends, and so do Rey and Finn. So it's like, it's just a matter of time until we have all three of them just being like the coolest group around.
Is it weird that every time we talk about this movie, I want to go watch it?
No, because it's amazing.
Anytime it comes up, I'm like, man, I should watch that again. Like,
You should, because
100 times isn't enough. I should
it's the
watch it again.
best. I love that movie so much.
It is. It's really
Very,
good.
very rewatchable.
So, yeah, you didn't miss much by not following. I mean, because they were live streaming the whole thing, and there were some funny, like, if you want, I wouldn't tell you not to watch the Mark Hamill thing. It's about an hour. And he's a pretty good performer.
He's incredibly charming.
Yeah. I heard the
Let's be
Carrie Fisher
honest.
one wasn't. I actually
Not
know. I heard the.
so charming.
No, actually, I heard hers was pretty good. And Warwick Davis is always great. He
I
had a
love
piano too. And then there was one where they talk about Ahsoka. Yeah, she's getting a book also. And then the story guy, he just kind of went on about her. And you know what Ashley Eckstein is? Is her name Ashley
No.
Eckstein? She does like her universe. If you ever seen those, like the. You ever seen the. Crap. The Ewok hoodies? You ever see
Oh,
those?
yes, I do know
That's
her.
her company, yeah.
Yes, she's amazing.
She is. Yeah, she has her own little clothing company, but she also does a voice of Ahsoka.
Does she really?
So she was on a piano too, talking about, like, you know. It's funny because they start off that character, and it's one of those. It's common. Like, he introduces a young character. Everyone hates that young character. And then over the course of the Star Wars cartoon show. She got very popular.
Of
Like,
course.
she's in Rebels now, and like in Rebels, like she's just like a actual fully fleshed out person. And you're just like, and it's funny because, you know, when you first meet her, she's like this Padawan, and now she's like the more experienced person in the group, and she's kind of leading. So it's really interesting to kind of see that.
Kind of a nice transition.
Yeah, but yes,
Yeah.
honestly, Jess, if you ever go back and watch what was that Star Wars? I can't remember the name of the cartoon anymore. Star Wars Clone War? Star
Yeah,
Wars
the Clone
Clone
Wars.
War? You could skip the movie. There's like a f movie, like the first episode of like this movie they did. You can skip that. You can skip season one and two. Because that's why I always fall asleep. Like, you'll be watching, and then there's like, it was just like the movie, Jessica. Like, there's like this whole scene with the Senate. It's like a cartoon, right? So it's like 28 minutes. And I spend like 10
Oh,
minutes in the
yeah.
Senate talking, and then boom, I was
You're
out.
just like not interested at all.
Yeah, I think this is the time I was working two jobs too, so I'm already kind of tired, and it's like, boom.
Yeah. Not a
Just,
good combination, I don't
yeah,
think.
it got to the point where if I came home, I was kind of tired. I was just like, I just need a little bit of rest. I'm not even gonna lie, I would put it on to help me fall asleep.
Yeah. What you gotta do, what you gotta do, man.
Yeah.
But
You do.
yeah.
So, yeah, hopefully, I mean, I hope we'll get something out of Comic-Con, Jess, but I'm not super hopeful.
Probably not gonna get anything this year. Probably next year.
Yeah. But you know who?
Because
Because what?
I was gonna say it's just
That's so far away, yeah.
closer to go time.
But
Closer to go time.
Rogue One's not that far off.
Yeah, but I.
I don't know. I was expecting at least a trailer to come out. I didn't know
I'm
that we would see the
excited for
trailer.
Rogue One, but I'm not as excited as I am for Episode 8.
I think the only reason I'm really excited for Rogue One is just because they're doing something different. Where it's like, you know, the way he talked about it, it's like it could be a war movie.
That's what he
And
said. That doesn't mean that's what you're getting.
they're saying from all the pictures they've seen.
40%.
Yeah, but that's
Who
probably, I
knows?
mean, how much of that's really true?
I don't know. The internet's full of liars.
Yeah, it's kind of the problem with this whole thing with the internet, right? Because
That's how the nerd field works. We like to panic over things that aren't
that's
really
true.
worth panicking
That's very true.
about. But, you know, to
That's all
us
we
nerds.
have, Jess.
That's all. I mean, that's how we roll, man. We didn't freak out about stuff. I mean, will we really be fans?
That's true.
No.
We'd be
Be casual.
casuals.
We'd be casuals. And that is one thing we are not.
No, especially when it comes to Harry Potter.
God. Yeah, I know. Like, you tried to trick me the other day. I was like, bitch, please. Who are you talking to?
I know. I was like, I'm playing a wrong joke on the wrong person.
You should have picked a different fandom.
I should have.
Because that's the one thing I can annihilate you on, which feels nice, I have
Yeah.
to say. And you will promise to go get sorted, right?
Yes. Unless I'm supposed to be a Hufflepuff, then I'll just say I never did it.
You'll be fine if you're a, I don't think you're a Hufflepuff.
Neither.
I think you'd be a Ravenclaw or a Slytherin.
Yeah.
I can see either one of those.
Okay. So I have a proposition for you, Jessica.
Tell me, tell me, tell me.
You're not very excited about Suicide Squad. You just saw the latest trailer.
Yep.
What'd you think?
You don't want to know what I think.
So you didn't like it. So let me tell you about. What do you think about this? The idea of seeing Batman in a movie where you don't actually get any Bruce Wayne, no love interests, you know, no brooding. You just get villains having to deal with Batman, and they just see him as like this terrifying, like mythology, like this shadow in the night. They're freaked out. Like, does that sound more exciting?
Yes, but
Like
I know what you're selling me.
he's just a madman, and these guys are just like, we have bombs attached to our necks or inserted in our brains. We're just trying to get this job done and get out of here. I don't want to die tonight. And they're just dealing with this. It sounds like a horror movie, right? Remember the first Terminator, where it's like the first Terminator is basically a horror movie, like this unstoppable machine, and they're just trying to get through the night. That's how they're kind of proposing Suicide Squad, even though we know it's not going to be fully like that.
Yeah, I was about to say he's only in it for like 5 minutes, I'm
I know.
sure.
But I still
I
like.
mean, they showed his whole scene in the trailer, I bet.
Yeah. But I do
Which
like the
is
idea of Batman
annoying.
without Bruce Wayne. Like, in every movie, you always get a little bit of Bruce Wayne, but now we just kind of get Batman. We get him from a different perspective. Like, I like the idea of seeing him from, like, a real bad guy's perspective. Not like a street level crook, but an actual super villain's perspective, where it's
I
just.
understand.
There's still.
Now, if they had, okay, now listen, if they had done like a, maybe like a movie told by the Joker's point of view, or something of that nature, or even maybe not even the Joker, they could pick any other Batman villain they want. Any of them. And just show it from their point of view, like how they view Batman, or how, you know, they're always trying to avoid getting their head smashed into the floor by this giant crazy person dressed as a bat. I would be so down for that. I 100% would be down for that.
Yeah, you're right. He is a crazy person, huh?
Yeah, he is. He's legit cray. But that's why we love him. I mean, if somebody is sitting there thinking that Batman is not a crazy person, they really need to reevaluate, because you have to remember that Batman has zero superpowers. So he's choosing to do this. This is not like the Peter Parker with great power comes great responsibility. This is, I'm going to get up every day, dress up like a giant bat, do some CrossFit, and then beat guys in the
He was kind of doing CrossFit in BVS, wasn't
Oh, he was legit doing CrossFit at
he?
PBS. He had a training montage and everything.
I think there's a. I can't remember if it's Justice League War, but there's a great scene where, like, they're. I think it's while they're fighting Doomsday's parademons, and I want to say this Green Lantern says, "Wait, don't just tell me you're a guy in a suit."
He just smiles.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that.
That was
Yeah.
great. He's just like, please don't tell me you're just a guy in a suit. And then he just was
Legit
like,
crazy
oh my
person.
God, you are.
Yeah.
That
He's like,
was
I mean,
so
Tony
great.
Stark's the same way. Legit crazy person.
Yeah, but at least Tony Stark has a suit.
A complete suit,
A
yes.
complete suit. Yeah, he doesn't leave his face wide open to be punched.
By Superman.
Yeah, by a guy named Superman. Who he thinks might destroy the planet. Like, you think he might wipe off all life on Earth? And you can be bothered to cover your whole face?
I know. That made me so angry. I'm
Oh
like,
my
really,
God.
dude?
How do we do
That's like
this
the
all the
most
time?
sensitive part of your
We
face.
always do this, Jessica. How's that
I know,
even?
every time.
It's
It's
so
just,
natural. It's
it's,
so
we can't help
easy.
it. It's just like the hatred takes us over. And
God.
it's all we can focus on. I mean, we were like, telling Zach, we're not talking about it. And then all of a sudden, here we are talking about it.
Before I even realize it, it's like we're already.
I know it's bad. It's so bad, guys. It's so bad. But I mean, I would love to see Batman from that point of view. I really would. But I don't want to see a Suicide Squad movie because everything looks like garbage.
Yeah. And
I
it's weird because they're.
can't get over the character designs. I can't get over it. I don't like it. I don't like the way Killer Croc looks. I don't like the way the Joker looks. I don't like the way Harley looks. I'm okay with Deadshot.
He has
He
a
looks all
poster in
right.
his cell that says, Kill the Bat.
Oh, jeez. Am I supposed to be okay with that? Or, I don't know. Does he
No,
make the
no.
poster? Are they just selling those
I think
posters?
he made it. But I just like the idea that it shows that he's come across the bat before, and he obviously
They've all come
is
across
not
the
happy
bat
about it.
before, obviously. Don't they start in Arkham?
Well, I don't know
That's
that.
like Batman's next stop after he gets dinner.
I mean, depending on how many heroes they have in this world, maybe it wasn't him.
Okay, I don't believe that. If they're in Gotham and if they're in Arkham, they ran into Batman. Let's think about how many bad guys Batman has, like
It's
villains.
a lot. He is one of the
He has a
more.
shit ton. It's like 250. That number's probably not accurate.
It's not,
But
but
it's not that
it's
far
close,
off
yeah.
either.
And it's weird because they're saying they're projecting, I should say, that Suicide Squad will make 125 in the
Maybe
first
just
3
the
days.
weekend.
Yeah, in the first weekend, which is,
Let's talk about the weekend after.
that's well, even still, I'm like 125. Like
I don't care.
BVS made 166 and has like the two largest names ever in comics. Wait.
I bet if they didn't have the Joker in Suicide Squad, it would not make that money.
Yeah. Do you think he looks that good that people are like, oh yeah.
No, I think he looks like trash.
Okay. Because I know
But
initially a lot of people were like, wait, why does he have damage tattooed across his head? That looks like there was a lot of complaints initially.
I have a shit ton of complaints about the way the Joker looks in this movie. Not even to don't even get me started on the casting choice, but I don't like the way he looks. I'm really tired of hearing all these on-set antics of Jared Leto.
Yeah,
Like
he
all the
looks.
disgusting things he did just to get into character. I'm like, really? I'm like, that just sounds like you're straight up harassing people, not actually getting into
Yeah.
character. But
So.
I mean, the tattoos, the gold teeth. I mean, okay, maybe he's had his teeth knocked out a few times by Batman. Whatever.
And when someone said that, I was like, okay, I guess that makes sense.
No, it doesn't. Because the Joker can just get some more of those, chattery teeth that he drops all the
Oh,
time.
like those, yeah. He's like the really bad version of Daniel Day-Lewis. Like, Daniel
Kinda.
Day-Lewis, he's like really method. but I don't think he goes to that level. He just makes you call him, like, you know, Mr. President.
Ugh.
Which isn't so aggravating as, you know, sending people use condoms or rats.
It's disgusting. I mean, if he was actually the caliber of actor that Daniel Day-Lewis is, maybe. But I ain't feeling it.
And Daniel Day-Lewis playing the Joker?
I would be down for that.
Yeah.
So holy shit, what have you done?
Right? So just to give you an idea, the similar movie, Guardians of the Galaxy, from a company with a fairly good track record.
Uh-huh.
Much love, and a trailer and promotion material that no, well, as far as I didn't see much hate of it. Like, I can't remember people like, oh, that looks stupid. I don't like the way such and such looks. That only made $94,320,000.
Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah. On the opening weekend box office. So opening weekend box office, it made 94.
Yeah, but you have to remember that Guardians is a much lesser known title in the Marvel Universe.
That's what I'm saying. So is Suicide Squad.
The Joker and Harley Quinn are huge names in the DC Universe.
Yeah, good point. So, they did have the big names in there.
They do have big names in there. So, I mean, Guardians, you have to sell that movie to people that don't know anything about it.
See, I kind of feel like you have to sell Suicide Squad.
No, I think that one's an easier sell than Guardians is.
Yeah, I guess you put Will Smith in there and what's her name? Play Harley. She was great in Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, is she the wife?
Yes, she is. Yeah, I guess you're right. They got some bigger names. I guess that was pretty smart of them. Like, okay, let's get some bigger names and then we can kind of offset some of the problems we have.
Margot Robbie. We both did it at the same
time. Yeah.
It just came to me. It just came to me. So, I mean, we'll see. I mean, I'm going to go see it, so.
Me too.
It might be a good movie.
Yeah.
It might be.
I hope so. I
would like to be pleasantly surprised. Maybe I'll be pleasantly surprised twice in a...
I think more than BVS, I want this to be a good movie. Because, you know, I'm kind of lukewarm on Superman anyway, especially their Superman. But, like, there was a comic, Secret Six, and it's basically with Suicide Squad, but they got under the foot of Amanda Waller. They were just kind of working solo, took their own missions. And it was so well written. It was just, it was really well done. It's like, it was before they did the whole New 52 thing. So if you read the New 52 and it's terrible, I wasn't suggesting that one. I'm talking about before, around pre Black Lantern, Suicide Squad, Secret Six.
DC needs something fun.
Yeah.
So hopefully this will be it. They need something that's going to really bring people in for a good time, not one that makes you question why you even bothered in the first place.
Why you bothered in the first place.
So maybe this will be it. And I will, if I'm wrong, I will come out and straight up admit it. I will.
I really hope you're wrong, but I doubt it.
Yeah, I doubt it too.
I feel like you're right again. I'm like, she's going to be right again.
I have a pretty good track record.
And the idea of you saying bless your heart just really makes me angry. I'm like, damn it.
Why?
I don't know. It's as bad as I told you so.
Well, I'm trying to keep your optimism alive because I find it endearing.
Thanks.
I mean, buddy. It actually like keeps me going, so.
Okay. I do what I can.
Yeah. I mean, it keeps me, you know, hoping for a decent movie.
How's your Pokemon Go going?
If the app would quit crashing, it would be great.
Yeah.
I did get some good catches today. I joined a gym. Oh, I joined a team. Excuse me. I'm Team Valor. So everybody, hashtag Team Valor.
No, you're actually doing the thing where you're like out walking around randomly.
Well, that's kind of funny. No.
No.
But not yet, at least.
Don't feel bad. I spent like 5 hours like just out. And the whole time I was out, the servers didn't work. So I was just like,
yeah.
I was like, this day's wasted.
I was out on Saturday and we went to the movies and we went to lunch and we were all, you know, in a big city area. So I was like, great. I'm going to be able to do like Pokestops and get some good Pokemon. Hell no. It was down the whole damn day. So I get frustrated with the app because the app is pretty much garbage.
It's very much garbage.
It's bad. It's a bad app. I mean, the game, super fun. I get it. I really do, people. But the app is just terrible. It doesn't load 90% of the time. I wish that statistic was low or, like, a lie. It's not. 90% of the time, I have problems logging in.
So there's actually a police department that's Like, he had a release saying, if you're on this list, come to the local police department and we have a rare Pokemon for you. And then the list is just like the Manchester's Most Wanted.
That was hilarious.
And I think they messed up. I think by putting the Most Wanted, actually like keeping it like legitimate. Because when you click the link, it says Wanted by Manchester Police Department. And I honestly think if they hadn't did that, they just said, you know, had a list of names. I really think some of those people would have showed up.
They probably should have thought a little bit better about it.
Yeah, I mean, I get that as a joke, but like they've done legitimate things before where it's like a surprise. They'll send out things saying, you know, you've won a free TV, show up at this location. People show up, they claim their prize. They're like, oh, we need to see your ID, make sure you are who you say you are. This is actually your prize.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we've been looking for you. You're under arrest. It's just like, and they set up a little shop and people come in. They just, oh, yep, it's who you're looking for. Here's your warrant. You're under arrest. So I think they missed out. I think they had a legitimate chance to just get some dumb criminals in there. It's a shame.
That sounds hilarious, actually.
And also it was on their police Facebook page, too. They probably should have went through another access. But it's still funny. It's a good sense of humor. But I'm like, you guys probably could have... you probably could have saved yourself a lot of work.
That's probably true.
Just put your feet up in a little room. Let the criminals come to you.
Yeah, but still. It's kind of like... I don't know. It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
I mean, are they that desperate for Pokemon? I mean, come on now. How rare of a Pokemon is it?
I mean, I saw pictures like in New York.
Is it a Mew? Is it a Mewtwo? What's going on?
Someone had I guess someone released a lure, and there's like this picture. This guy's car door is open. He's getting out of his car, and it's like in the street. Like it's not like parked. It looks like it's in the street, and he's just getting out of his car so he can go catch some Pokemon. Like I feel like. Like I said, you're going to get the really dumb ones, but I feel like you're going to get a few. Like, what's the cross-section of stupid, criminal, and Pokemon?
I don't know.
Like, it's probably a low percentage, right? But still.
Hey, whatever you got to do to get your Pokemon.
Pokemon.
Go to jail. Ain't no thing. It's fine. I went to jail for this Pokemon.
What are you in for? I was
like, that's Mewtwo. What if you just get there and like they don't even give you the Pokemon too? Like, what's that? That'd be terrible.
Yeah, I don't think you get the Pokemon, Jess.
That's very sad. They should at least give them the Pokemon.
Oh.
Why not? Yes. Might as well. If you're gonna lure them there.
They're criminals, Jessica.
Still. Give them the damn Pokemon, it's fine.
I guess.
I mean, it doesn't cost them anything. Plus, they get to, like, lock up a criminal.
Well, I don't know that you can actually... I mean, you could probably catch a Pokemon there. I don't know. It would be rare. I don't think they can actually guarantee there's a rare Pokemon there.
Interesting.
So, before we go into your review for Ghostbusters...
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Actually, so... Originally, I found an article where, like... The movie made $48 million opening weekend. It cost about $150, and the execs are talking about a sequel. But then I remember, this is Sony. So this is the same company that did that disaster of a movie, Fantastic Four.
Yep.
And even as the directors on Twitter are talking about, like, I wish you guys could see my movie and my vision. This is just an abomination. These guys are talking about, yeah, you know, Fantastic Four 2 is definitely going to happen. Like, this is those same people. So... I realize I can't really take anything they say serious. I mean, I don't know. I haven't seen the movie. I wouldn't be opposed to a second one. But I feel like it's one or two things. Either they trust the movie's going to make the money back, which, I mean, the opening weekend, it's a comedy. I feel like comedies probably don't do that super well unless it's animated anyway, but...
Yeah, not really.
I mean, either they think they'll get their money back eventually, or... Well, we'll just make a sequel, and this time we've learned a lot of lessons from our last try, and we can actually do it right this time. And I mean, like, movie quality-wise, I just mean marketing, because I have to imagine this movie would have been better if their marketing set the shit to bed.
I agree with that somewhat.
I mean, don't get me wrong, there's a lot of stupid people out there saying a lot of stupid things, but I feel like part of the, like, their marketing team did not help at all. Like, where you normally try to defuse the situation...
Hey, man, sometimes it's go big or go home.
You were that phrase.
If they're going to drop gasoline, I will light it on fire.
I feel like you can't apply Go Big or Go Home to everything.
Why not?
I don't know. Sometimes maybe you should just, pull back a little bit. It's like you're doing something illegal. It's like, do I commit robbery or do I commit grand larceny?
Go big or go
Go big or go home.
Listen, I actually do agree with you on the marketing. I mean, if they want to snap back at the haters, I don't have a problem with that because I feel like they're within their rights. I mean, if people are going to talk shit. I mean, especially some of the nasty stuff that was being said. I mean,
Absolutely, the nasty stuff, yeah.
this is not like your run-of-the-mill haters. This is like the worst kind of hate that you can possibly be imagined being thrown at these people like every day for like 2 years.
And the fact that they weren't prepared for that makes me worried also. Like, did you really? I don't know. I mean,
Okay, so we're supposed to expect that when you have an all-woman cast that somebody's just going to go ahead and start shitting all over everything and sending
nope.
you disgusting hate?
Bridesmaids, The Heat, those other movies. I think when you're making an
No,
all-female
no, no.
cast of
It's
Ghostbusters,
because it's
you should expect it.
Ghostbusters.
Yeah,
And people
absolutely.
think that they get to keep their little elitist ways.
I hear what you're saying. I think when you're movie making a classic movie, you should already expect some level of hate. And then when you're kind of not only not making a third movie, you're rebooting it, but you're also completely making it women. Yes, it's a big surprise, but people are sexist. It's
That is not
a
a big
big
surprise
problem.
to me.
I know, I was being sarcastic. But yeah, so I think they really should have expected this. They should have had some kind of plan in place. Like,
I think
all right, we're gonna
that's.
get a lot of hate. Some of it legitimate, some of it stupid and ignorant. What's our plan? How do you defuse that? What do we do other than delete the comments?
Tell them to suck it.
Yeah, they did that, and they made 48 million on the opening weekend.
Still. I know. I'm not helping.
I
No.
know.
I'm sorry. I
No, I
can't.
understand. For you, it's a little bit different because you're like, well, I have to deal with this all the time, and that's also people
I just
suck
wanna
it.
like I do. I just wanna tell them to suck it. I'm like, get over it. Get over yourself. Like, not everything in this world is so precious to you that you get to hoard it over everyone that you don't want anything to change ever. I mean, like, that's not the way the world works. I'm sorry. It just doesn't. I'm like, people
Yeah.
are gonna remake your movies all the time and you're just gonna have to suck it up.
It
And if you don't
is.
like the new one, don't go see it. Don't
More
go. Nobody's making you go. Go watch your original that you love so much.
importantly, not just not go see it, but go see the original movies they put out. Like, it's not enough not to go see
Exactly.
Ghostbusters, but when they put out a movie that's not like a reboot or remake, people really need to see those movies. They put out a good amount of like original movies that aren't like reboots, sequels or like, some kind of continuation. And I feel like a lot of, you see the numbers for them. They don't necessarily do well. Like, they don't all bomb, but they're making huge numbers. So until you start seeing all those other movies, they're gonna keep doing this.
I just think.
Like, you just have no choice. It's either, I mean, nah, no, you don't have a choice. You have to go
It does not
see the new
excuse
movies or what.
the behavior, though. You do not get to be. I'm like, I know this is America and you have your right to free speech, but it doesn't mean that you just get to be like, just throw hate-filled speech at people through Twitter or social media or any way you can get into contact with these people just because you don't like what they're doing. I'm like, that is not. I mean, that is such childish, ignorant behavior. I can't even deal with that kind of crap. I mean, like, if you don't like something, that is fine. Nobody is gonna make you watch it. Nobody's gonna make you love it. You just need to suck it up. I'm like, get a podcast, talk about how much you hate it, but don't send it to them. Don't send it to them directly. Don't harass them on their Twitter accounts.
Especially them. It's
That's disgusting behavior.
harass the executives and the executives. They made it happen, not the actors or the
It's, it
actresses.
has nothing to do with the actors.
Yeah,
They just
it's
signed
the
on
execs.
because they want to make a movie.
Someone said, "Here's some money. You can do what you like to do." I'm
Yeah,
like, okay.
you get to be funny. You get to make a movie. You get to get paid. I'm sorry, somebody come to your job and just harass you nonstop. Like, oh, you suck at this job. Why are you doing this? See, that's what
Jessica,
we should
you should do
start.
that.
That's what our new job should be. Just harass haters.
Not me. I just looked it up and I realized that most of those people are probably in my age group. Because it
Yeah.
came out in 1984, so that's about
Yeah,
the.
imagine that. Such
Yeah.
precious little snowflakes can't stand for anything to be different.
You're so angry about it.
I am angry about it. Only because just the disgusting behavior that you've seen because of it.
Yeah, we were talking about that. I didn't even realize there was a whole Twitter harassment thing going on.
Yeah, for Leslie Jones, who's like, one of the best parts of that whole entire movie.
That's what I've been reading consistently, actually.
She's unbelievably hilarious. I mean,
very consistent.
Just naturally funny. Naturally funny. And people are just disgusting. I can't deal with it. It makes me so damn mad. And I mean, like, it's fine if you just had these poor expectations for this movie and you went and you were like, okay, yeah, it sucks. Okay, fine. That's fine. I went to the movie. I watched it. I wasn't expecting, you know, freaking, what's a damn good movie? I don't know. Citizen Kane. Ghostbusters, the original is great, okay? You know what? It may be not as great as you all think it is.
Yeah, it's pretty good. But I rewatched it. It's pretty good. How do you feel about the second one?
I've only seen it like once.
Because one of the reviews I read is like, you know what? It's not as good as the first. It's kind of better than the second, so you can't be too angry. That seems fair.
I mean, I really enjoyed it. We had a really good time. It was very funny. I enjoyed all the characters. I really liked Leslie Jones and, oh my god, Kate McKinnon the most. They were incredibly funny.
I hear that a lot. I feel like a lot of people say that.
Yeah, they were great. I mean, like, all of them were, like, good. But those two were, like, the standouts.
Are they kind of, like, analogs to the original characters? Or are they like,
I don't think
completely
so.
New characters? Okay, I didn't know they're going to be, like the, this one's kind of like Venkman, and this one's kind of like Ray, and...
I mean, there might be a little bit of similarities, but I feel like they kind of stand on their own. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, you do get the cameos, so...
Did you laugh a lot?
I laughed the entire time.
Really?
I laughed from the beginning to the end of the movie. Yeah. Really? I laughed almost. Yeah. I mean, seriously. I would tell you if it's not funny. There's a lot of funny scenes. I mean, even like the opening scene, like you don't even see any of them. It's, what is his name? He's on The Office and some other things. But he's like doing a tour of the first house that they go to, and he's just like saying all these like ridiculous things. And it's just like that.
Is that guy plays Dwight?
No. God. Oh. Not that guy. I can't remember his name right now.
Okay.
But it's incredibly funny. Just like the little nonsense things that he's saying. It's kind of like in that way that if you're not paying attention to what he's saying, you're not going to catch it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes. It always cracks me up.
It's good humor.
Yeah.
It makes me laugh. And the story was really good. The ghosts were actually kind of creepy.
I was kind of confused by it. So explain that to me. So I see the clips and it's like one's like this giant guy on stilts, it appears. There's a dragon. Yeah. And I was like, wait, what kind of ghost...
It's like a demon, it looks like.
Okay, so they're demons, then, right?
Well, it looks like a demon to me.
Well, it's just weird, because I was like, in Ghostbusters, it was more or less ghost. And, like, you had Slimer, who humanoid. Was, like, this weird, but there weren't, like, dragons or anything, so I was kind of like...
Didn't they do that in the second one? Or was that the first one?
The second was the one with the ooze.
Basically, it's just, like, any kind of entity. And they have, like, different, you know, they have the different class system for the entities.
Right.
So, like, and then she did say this one is humanoid, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's kind of like this guy. I mean, do you want me to tell you, like, the basic premise?
But real quick, just to be, I hate to be that guy, but is there a reason why the ghosts are different, like, shapes? Like, one's humanoid, one's not? Like, do they get into that?
Not really.
You know me, I nitpick on things like that. I'd be like, wait, why are you doing this? Okay.
That guy is just basically going and opening up all these, like, tears in the, I would call it the veil, but...
So it's like a dimensional thing?
Kind of, yeah. And he's like letting all these ghosts out. These ghosts and apparitions and stuff like that. So
did you like the bad guy?
Yeah, I did. He was creepy and funny at the same time.
Was he better than a Marvel bad guy? Not counting Loki. No. The other guys.
Oh. I was like, the first thought I had was Loki.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was like, not Loki. One of the other ones.
Nobody's better than Loki.
No, you're right about that.
No, he's kind of like... I don't know who you could compare him to. He's kind of like that creeper that you see on the bus that you don't want to get too close to. That's muttering to himself.
Oh, the homeless guy.
Kind of, but he's not homeless. He's a very intelligent person, but he's just been bullied his whole life and he's trying to get revenge. Blah,
blah. Oh, it's a person.
It's a person.
Oh, I thought it was a ghost.
No, it's an actual human being.
Okay.
Yeah, and he's like creating these little things that tear the holes. And Chris Hemsworth is completely charming. As Kevin, as their secretary.
Is he not?
Oh my god, he's so charming. It's just, he's adorable. And he's very funny. He has very good comedic timing. So, I think he did a really good job. I think he probably really enjoyed not having to be in full Thor garb or gain 85 pounds of muscle for a movie. Because he looked very comfortable.
That's probably his version of Let Himself Go.
He does a little bit of dancing. It's very cute. Oh, trust me, he has not let himself go.
No, it's his version of Let Himself Go.
He is beautiful. Kristen Wiig's character is like, the first time she sees him, I'm like, this is me? This is how I look, isn't it, when I see Chris Hemsworth? Yeah.
Or anyone British. Or Australian.
He's Australian, so.
We're just...
Mm-hmm. Get your shit together.
From Boston.
Oh, you mean Misha?
Yeah. We're from wherever Jensen Ackles is.
Misha, Texas.
You answered that really fast.
Yep. Because I got useless information.
I'm glad you liked it.
I did. I really enjoyed it. I had a really good time. I went with three other friends, and we all really, really enjoyed it. Had a good time. Pleasantly surprised all of us. So we really enjoyed it. It was fun.
Kind of surprise.
It was a fun movie. Go see it. Don't believe the haters, guys. Go see it for yourself, and then, you know, judge it from there. You'll love it. It's fun. Watching them, like, learning how to use proton packs is amazing. It's so great.
See, I'm weird. When people say go see it for yourself, I'm like, yeah, but then I'm supporting it. Like, you know how much I love Spider-Man. I did not see this Amazing Spider-Man or Amazing Spider-Man 2 in the theaters.
Oh, I wouldn't have suggested those to you.
Well, even still, it wasn't even if you said it was good. I'm like, I don't know that I necessarily really want to support Sony.
And well, I mean, you can always just making
these terrible movies. Yeah, that's what I did. Eventually I watched it, but it was just like, I don't really want to go to the movies and like support them making these terrible movies.
I mean, it's not something you have to see in the theater. I mean, but if you want to see it when it comes out and go Redbox it or whatever, yeah, have at it. It's fun. You're going to like it.
Typically, action movies are, yeah, pretty much action movies. I feel like action movies you kind of need in three, like some kind of slow story. Like Ghostbusters, I would probably be like, yeah. I'm on the fence on whether or not to see it, just because it's kind of like a big screen movie.
Mm.
With a lot of ghost busting in it, or?
Yeah.
Fair amount? Okay.
I mean, there's a shit ton. There's like actually this really, like the end, like towards the end sequences are pretty cool.
How's the pacing?
It's good.
How are the cameos? I heard complaints about the cameos. Some people said the cameos kind of got to be a little bit too much.
I liked the cameos.
Okay.
There's only four cameos, and the longest one is Bill Murray's.
Of course.
Dan Aykroyd's is probably the best, I think, because it was probably the quickest. But Bill Murray is wearing this beautiful suit. It's like the most ridiculous outfit. But his was great. They were all good. It's like when you saw them, you're like, oh, it just like sent that nice little thrill through your heart.
That's good.
Yeah, but Bill Murray was a legend, of course. Of course he was.
All that drama for that, huh?
Yeah.
Kind of ridiculous.
A little, yeah. It is kind of ridiculous. So. I mean, I understand hating on a movie before you see it, because I do it all the time. But I just don't feel like some of the vitriol was really necessary for this movie. I really don't think it was. I mean, it was disgusting. It really was. I mean, let's talk about Jared Leto and his used condoms. I mean, that's disgusting. Let's be honest here, people.
I really hope when they say used, I mean he just opened it.
I would like to believe that.
Like, I want to give him the benefit of the doubt and just say he took a condom, opened it, and sent it to someone.
Oh, I just had, like, the most disgusting thought. And I don't even want to think about it if he actually did that. Because if somebody did that to me, I'd probably
punch him in the face.
Yeah.
How'd I know it was a bigger go-to?
Imagine somebody doing that to Will Smith. And then him being like, what the fuck is this?
I forgot. And then he did something with Will Smith. I can't remember what it was. Mm. Anyway, yeah.
Yeah. So, Ghostbusters, go see it. Right. Good time.
Somewhat on topic, I didn't put this in the show notes, but they're talking about Chris Hemsworth is returning to Star Trek.
I saw that. That's Papa Kirk.
Papa Kirk, I like that. Which, I don't know.
Very attractive like, son and dad team going
on
here.
Yeah, but it's like, are we doing time travel again? Like, have we had enough time travel?
I wonder if it's going to be, like, more backstory.
I hope so.
I bet it'll be more backstory. But I forgot. I'll
go back and look at it. I feel like they mentioned them meeting, and I was like, no. This would be, like, Generations all over again. Do you ever see Star Trek Generations?
No.
Okay.
American accent is better than his English accent. Does that make any sense?
I'm not sure.
Mm.
When did you hear him do an English accent?
He does it in Thor.
Oh, is that him doing an accent?
That's his British accent.
Is it?
Yeah, it's not his speaking voice.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm gonna need you to study up on some Chris Hemsworth.
How much studying do I have to do?
Really nothing. You just have to look at him. It's fine. You're good.
Oh. I'm supposed to know about his accent by looking at him?
Well, you can listen to like his interviews and stuff and then listen to him in the movies and stuff and you can like pick it out. Or maybe it's just me. I don't know.
Yeah, it says Pines Captain Kirk will cross paths with his father.
Oh, shit. Well, I lied. It's not backstory. Well, it is time travel.
And I mean, I wouldn't say you. I mean, what you said made more sense because, I mean, I don't know. Time travel can work. Like, it didn't work in, I felt it didn't work in Generations, but it kind of worked in Star Trek IV when they saved the whales.
Mm.
I don't know. I mean, it's fine because, I mean, it'd be like Star Wars. It's not like a Star Wars doing time travel where there's no history of that. And it just doesn't make sense. I mean, at least Star Trek has a long history of time travel. I mean, they have a very long history of time travel. I just don't know that it's always the best plot device. And we've already had it in the first movie. So, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. I don't know. Time travel, iffy sometimes.
It can be. Like, I feel like you have to be a really good writer to make it work, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it can get away from you pretty fast.
It can go off the rails very quickly, and you really need to keep it, like, reined in. Or you have to go completely balls out. There is no in-between with time travel, unfortunately. Yeah. Like, you might as well just bring a dinosaur and let's go.
Yeah, like Doctor Who.
Yeah. Now, Doctor Who.
I think people even argue, like, I mean, I love Doctor Who, but since it's a show completely based on time travel, like, you can point out a lot of things where, oh, well, you know, this doesn't make sense or that doesn't make sense because, you know, time travel. Like, and you kind of get in that area where it's like, well, yeah, it's like, X shouldn't have happened because of Y, and yeah, if you do have the ability to travel back through time, then why'd you even bother with this?
It's Doctor Who.
I know, I'm gonna say at least a lot of ways for people. There's this thing on the internet where people don't understand what a plot hole is. So some of the things are legitimate plot holes. Like, someone's like, oh, well, Civil War shouldn't have happened because it's a plot hole because Vision wasn't there. I'm like, no. Vision not being there is not a plot hole. Like, if Vision had been there, then he disappeared magically, that's a plot hole. But he was never there. Just because he's on a team doesn't mean he has to be with the team at all times. You don't understand what a plot hole is.
Yeah.
I see that a lot with things. Like, they're like, oh, here's 10 plot holes. I'm like, only 3 of those were plot holes. The other things are just things you didn't like about the movie. You know what I mean? No. I'm just like,
I mean, there are legitimately some plot holes.
There are. But
you know what? I like to overlook things like that because I want to enjoy things.
There's a great thing. This guy was, John Campion, he was talking about the way people view movies. Like, he was saying, the guy was talking about Justice League. He's like, are you worried about them making it lighter? You know, and he was saying that, he's like, the tone wasn't really the problem with the movie. He's like, a lot of times people see a movie they don't like or they do like, and they pick something arbitrary to focus on. Like, he's like, and he actually liked Batman vs. Superman, but he's like, people look at the tone. He's like, tone wasn't the problem with the movie. He's like, you know, I really enjoyed that movie, you know, but I'll admit what the problems were. I mean, there were problems. He's like, tone wasn't the problem. He's like, it was this, it was the pacing, it was the editing, he's like, it's this, this, and that. And he's like, the same thing with Deadpool. People like Deadpool. They're like, oh, it's such a great movie. It's because it's rated R. He's like, no. There are lots of rated R comic book movies, and they did terrible. They were terrible. So he's like, that's not what it is. Like, you're just looking for that one thing to focus on, and it's kind of arbitrary and not really the real reason. And I was like, yeah, that's a good point.
It is a fair point.
I thought so, too. I was like, yeah.
Yes.
What movies I've done that with? All of them. Oh, yeah, that's what it was. They were complaining about Star Wars.
Star Wars? Star Trek?
Star Wars. A lot of people think Episode 7 was, like, a rehash or, like...
Yes.
It just ripped off. I'm like...
Of A New Hope?
Yeah, I'm like, you people understand what they're trying to do. They're trying to let you know they're trying to welcome you back to the universe. That's why it's so similar. They're trying to, like, hit a lot of the same story beats to give you those feelings and, you know.
Oh, yeah. And they achieved it.
I thought so, yeah.
Yeah, like, they really did. I thought it was a perfect setup.
I mean, yeah, they could have done something completely different. I think Gareth Edwards was talking about Rogue One. Is he Rogue One or episode? Anyway, he's talking about the movie he's doing. He's like, yeah, I want to make it different. I want to make it my own, because otherwise, what's the point of doing the movie? And I think that was just to let people know it's not going to be like how Star Wars 7 is very similar to New Hope. It's going to be, we're going on from that point. It's going to be its own separate universe. But I very much believe that episode 7 needed to be what it was. Like, I felt very much welcome back to the universe.
Yeah, it was a nice way to bring it all together. Like, bring us all back to it.
You know what, Jessica? When Han and Chewie walk in and say we're home, I think that was for us. I was like, hey guys, we're all home.
Oh no, it was so nice. I really do love that movie. It just makes me feel so happy inside. Until they murder Han, but...
And then don't even have... So they are having a funeral in the next
oh,
movie.
They're, oh, good. Well, that will be fun for everyone.
It will be fun, but like I feel like... I don't know. They didn't really address it too much, so I was like, yeah, you should probably...
How are we going to get the body?
I think it's supposed to be an empty casket kind of deal.
Frick. That's upsetting. I was going to just say, can we talk about real quick about how season 7 of Game of Thrones has been delayed until summer of 2017 and is only 7 episodes?
So not only do they wait longer, but you get less.
That's right. Everybody, set to panic.
Wait, when's it normally start?
April.
So summer's technically...
Pretty big delay. It's probably going to be July or August, I bet.
Okay.
That's a huge delay. For only 7 episodes. I'm upset.
Yeah.
But I'm trying not to be too upset, but I'm upset. I'm just like, okay, fine. It's fine.
I wonder how they're going to do that. Are they going to film the 7 episodes, take a break, and then film the next ones? Or are they going to go ahead like...
Oh, God.
Because what is it? 7 and then... 7 this season, then the next season is...
6.
Ah! So really, it's only 3 more episodes. I wonder if they're just going to film all 13.
I bet they will. All at one time.
Yeah.
I think that would make more sense, because normally they're only filming 10 anyway.
Yeah, so like, it's only 3 more episodes. You might as well just power through. 20
episodes, not 13. Ugh, I'm so upset.
I am both excited and worried, because it means we're close to the end, but it's a lot of stuff to wrap up, Jess.
It's a lot of wrap up for 13 episodes. Maybe they'll reconsider the 13 episodes.
I don't know. There will definitely be no filler.
I mean, seriously. That's Game of Thrones already.
Yeah.
I mean, it is not a show you can half-ass, people. You have to be alert constantly.
True.
It's going to be bad, yeah. And we are probably going to hurt a lot. But it's okay, we're going to make it through this. We've got each other.
We're going to do our new segment, That's Our Friendship. This is a segment where I talk about something I'm really excited about, shits and then Jessica just kind of shits on it. Yeah. She's like a pigeon with Alka-Seltzer. Is that what you give? I don't know what you give pigeons, but you know, what's the thing you give pigeons and they just can't stop shitting?
Thank you, Steph.
That's a thing. Laxative. You're like a pigeon with laxative.
Anyway. All right, dude. Hit me with your shit.
Hold on. I have to mentally prepare myself to be let down by your lack of excitement.
Yes.
All right, Jessica. I have 2 words for you. Mouse guard. Yeah.
Good. I'm so excited.
So they're making a movie on it.
This is about Mickey Mouse? The movie. Minnie Mouse?
No, so it's really nice. It's kind of like a fantasy. And they're actually doing this movie live action.
Are they going to stand them up on little sticks?
So remember,
did
you see the Planet of the Apes movies? The new ones?
God, what kind of nerd do you think I am?
I don't know if you saw them.
I don't know.
I don't think you have to be a nerd to watch Planet of the Apes.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Well, they're using the same technology.
Is it giant-sized mice?
So, it's going to be weird.
Are they, like, huge-sized? Mice.
They weren't in the book, so it's kind of... I was kind of confused by that. I don't know if they're using humans and then just kind of making the world seem bigger than they are. Yeah, so the basic story is it's like a... It's set in the world of sentient mice who live in the medieval area. So basically it's like humans in the medieval area, but just imagine mice now. And so There's no humans in this world, and it revolves around a brotherhood of mice known as the Mouse Guard, who sworn an oath to serve their fellow civilian mice in times of need, including safe passage through the wilderness and protecting them from predators. So there's like cats and stuff, but there's no humans.
Stupid.
I know it sounds kind of. Yeah.
I mean, I believe that. I really do.
Book chess.
But I was a comic.
Let's say book, comic, whatever. Whatever you want
to
call it.
This sounds like a hard sell to me.
Graphic novel. I don't even know.
This is like Guardians. But I don't know. I mean, maybe sentient. You lost me at sentient mice, and then you really lost me at human-sized mice.
How did I didn't lose you at sentient mice? No, you said human-sized mice, not me. And how did I lose, how did
really
I not lose you at
mouse
guard, but I did lose you at sentient mice? Oh, that's the name of the order. What would you call a book about mice who sworn an oath to protect their fellow mice
guard.
From predators and other things?
Sounds like...
Give me something.
I wouldn't even use the word
the
mouse.
The mouse protectorate?
Like, why can't you just have, like, a name, like...
Yeah, how did... Because then people pick up the book and they're mad that there's mice in it because you didn't warn them.
You can't just have like a little disclaimer warning. There are human-sized mice in this book.
I don't know why you keep saying human-sized mice. Well, that's the technology they're using to capture the mice.
Is this like a crossover?
No, there's no apes. Well, there might be apes, but that's not the point. It's not
wait, are you talking about the remake? Are you talking about... Oh, that is a horse of a...
Yeah, the remake. The loose...
I thought you were talking about the original. It's like, okay, yeah. Makeup?
Oh, no.
Right?
And rubber suits?
I don't know. I'd have to see it.
I thought you saw it too.
I'm not going to just shit all over it quite yet, but... It doesn't. When I saw that in your email, I was just...
I always liked the art.
Well, that's
it was
fine.
Good art. And
I mean, okay,
I the
all
art
that is fine. I am way more down with that as a comic series, graphic novel, book, whatever, than I am as a movie. Because it sounds like something that you take your 5-year-old to see and then regret. It's really what it sounds like, but...
I think you're only going to regret it just because it's not really for kids.
They're going to have...
It's like when you take your 5-year-old to see BVS.
Well, that's just funny.
Or Deadpool. And you're like, ugh.
Good.
Did I ever tell you about that? We went to go see Deadpool, and there's this guy there with his grandkid. And we get him saying, don't tell your mom. More than once, like, don't tell your mom we brought you to see this. I think it was once during the sex but montage, and another time in the strip club. I was like,
just leave. I mean, at that point.
Just take really him out of here. Leave. What are you doing?
Yeah. Like, how little? Like, 5?
He was little. You know he's going to tell.
You're like, I don't
I'm
know.
With ages,
52.
Yeah, maybe.
Well.
I know how old my son is. I saw that. And even he looks bigger than I look at him like...
I know, he looks almost 2.
He looks too big to be the age he is.
No, he looks almost 2. Older,
right?
He doesn't look 2 plus.
He's like 2 or 2 plus. Especially when you start
is
saying
the
no.
Eyebrows?
You don't see how serious he gets when he says no.
Those eyebrows are going to give you trouble later.
Yeah. I went to go pick him up the other day. He puts his hand up and just kind of swats me to the side.
That is amazing. I wish I could have seen that.
Yeah.
Oh, that would have brought
like
me
a grown man.
Joy. Oh, please tell him, dude. That would be beautiful.
Capture it.
Just swatting you away like, go away. Go away, father. I have no need for you.
Yeah.
God,
yeah.
That's funny. So, yeah, Mouse Guard sounds awesome.
Something.
Hey, you brought it
up. No, it doesn't. Be quiet.
One day I will be excited.
I love
about
I do
something.
It. All right. Okay. Our next thing is Stranger Things, and I mean, usually anything new on Netflix, I'm probably going to watch it anyway. Like, I saw the look of it, it's kind of like, that seems interesting, I'm going to check it out. But what got me really excited was someone described it as, I don't know if you saw it, the Super 8. They're like, it's Super 8 done right, which I didn't dislike Super 8, so I'm like, oh. Yeah, so that even gave me more intrigued, because I was like, oh, well, if I like Super 8, and he thinks it's a Super 8 done right.
It's awesome. I've watched.
I think I might be in love.
We have
I only
two
watched one
episodes
episode,
left,
but yeah,
and
I.
it's awesome. It's legit. It's beautiful. Like,
You
everything
are
about it is
hardcore.
beautiful. The characters are great. Story's great. The only thing I don't like is Winona Ryder. I'm not a huge fan of her. But I.
Yeah. Would you say it's like your favorite group of
that.
kids on screen?
Stand by me. Stand by me, bro.
Yeah. I really liked them. I was like, I like this group. What's the ending of that
Stand
movie?
By Me?
I hate the ending of that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like recapping everything. He's like,
why? Because it just depressed
yeah,
the shit out of
so
you?
It was in the bank and. Yeah. It's just like, why
it
are
is
you in the
Stephen
movie
King,
like that?
You
He's
have to
got
remember.
stabbed in the throat. I know, but up until that point, it's not really a Stephen King book until he's like, oh yeah, my
Sounds
friend
legit.
got
But
stabbed
yeah,
in the throat.
The kids are great. Oh, Sandlot's good.
Same thing with
But yeah,
Sandlot.
the kids are great.
Sorry. Yeah, but then the one kid gets lost in the decade.
Dude, not
What
everything is
happened?
sunshine and roses, man. You really are. You're very
I'm
upset
sorry.
about these
I'm really
groups
getting
of children
distracted right
that
now.
actually
Sorry.
grow up and have terrible lives. Because that's real life.
Because they had such a great childhood. I don't want to hear that they got lost in a
Yeah,
decade or stabbed in the neck.
That's real.
Anyway, you're safe.
That's not the sugar-coated
I
fantasy
know.
That everybody wants you to believe. Wow, that got dark. But yeah, Stranger Things is
Yeah.
great. I mean, there's this monster. There's this telepathic kid, kind of. There's this group of misfit children, which is always fun. There's a drunk police chief, always fun.
Misfit children.
And a crazy mother. So there's also very inattentive parents. But I really like that it's because it takes place in the 80s, so it's got that really good nostalgia to it. Like, it's not overly 80s either, you know? It actually feels more authentic 80s, not like when they do, like, all the neon
Yeah.
colors and the crimped hair and shit like that. It actually feels more like what it was like. Because we grew up during that time, so. I mean, it's just, it has, the monster's actually scary. Like, it gives you that good feel of anticipation. The characters are very engaging, and like watching them interact is very, just fits very smoothly together.
Yeah, we've had very little interaction
with
the monster
it's
since I'm
creepy
already
shit.
really kind of
That's
like,
all I know.
oh,
It's
what is
very
it?
insanely
What's it gonna
creepy.
do?
You should, because it's
I do
really
feel
good.
creeped
It's
out.
not like just straight up horror. It's kind of, I mean, it's got that element to it, of course, but it's still got the other charms of it as well. It was like a coming of age movie and all that crap. So go watch it. It's like 8 episodes. You'll love it. It's beautiful. Masterpiece. Some of it was filmed in our hometown, Rashawn. Yep. True story, bro.
Really? Where's that?
How dare you?
Oh.
You almost got me. I almost said it.
Did I almost get you? I don't know why. I don't know what's a joke, because this is more work for me.
Maybe
and I was
one
like,
day.
Wait, what's the point of this?
Maybe one day. But yeah, some of it was filmed where we grew up. I haven't actually like pinpointed any of it in the show, but I keep looking for it. So, yeah.
Remember when we were younger, we just drove around your car.
It's expensive
like,
to do
I'm
that
never
now.
Do that. We're just driving around and try to find a location.
Do you remember when we were kids? It was a lot. It was like $10
to
fill up the
yeah.
gas tank. See, now we're really old. Because we're talking about, we go
yeah.
to McDonald's. For like $5. It was so legit.
Yeah.
And then we would listen
to
NSYNC and you would hate
to see
me
Jessica.
Forever. That was so amazing. That's right. What
your
is
car,
it
your
Winchester
rules, though.
Says? Driver picks the music. Shotgun shuts the cake hole. That is exactly what Dean says in episode
is
1 to Sam
Dean
when
says?
He bitches about the music. Suck it.
That's funny.
Suck it.
Suck it.
Oh, God, no.
Believe it.
Yeah. Are you watching
I
the dub
get that
version?
Show because of
because
that.
You shouldn't be. You should be watching this the original voice actors. So then you don't have to hear that shit.
I switched
yeah.
over to eventually, but...
I'm sure it was.
At the time, it was the easiest one to get hold of.
But yeah,
of.
Stranger Things on the Netflix. Check it out, guys. You'll love it. It brings back all the feels if you grew up during our time. If you're younger than us, we're very sorry.
Speed Pool
that was not a
Tour
very
Time.
good ending to that. I'm not on my game tonight. Sorry,
Oh
guys.
my god.
So, that's our show for the night. That's our show for the night.
Check it out.
We should start doing like a recommendation.
What's it all about? Yeah.
They should.
Well, they should definitely check out
on Netflix, guys. Only 8 episodes.
I'm hooked on one episode.
Yeah, it happens.
I would have watched more, but I was exhausted.
That is it for us tonight.
Please check out our webpage, jnrgeekoutpod.libsyn.
Check it out. You can get direct downloads from there. You can also tweet to us or tweet the link from that page.
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
But if you want to tweet at us or if you want to reach our Facebook page, our Instagram, it's jnrgeekoutpod on all those things. Please send us some stuff. We want to hear from you as always. We got a tweet from our friend Amber today. Talking about how she has lost weight on the new Pokemon Go diet. Which seems to be working for a lot of people. or the new exercise routine, I believe is what she said.
It's not easy in a...
It is incredibly hot.
Where you live, because it's really hot.
Unbearable to be outside. So sometimes it's just better to sit in your car in a parking lot and catch them from there. But it's hard to catch them all, man.
Agreed.
So if you want to email us, it's at jessandrashadgeekout@gmail.com. And we will take all the love. If you want to send some hate mail to Zach, we'll be glad to forward it on to him for you. Yeah, because he really did request it earlier. So.
Absolutely.
Send it to us. Just put attention Zach in any of the tweets or the emails, and we'll be delighted to share them with him. He'll be glad to hear from you. So thanks, guys, for listening to us ramble on for 3 hours.
We'll
see
you
next time, guys. Peace out.
Later, guys.